Now let's grab on as anchor points the top of the Westward Ho Hotel and any mountain that you happen to see around. Just hold on to them, don't think. Okay, now put out in front of you, wherever you are, exterior eyes or interior eyes, put out in front of you, four times, deep unconcern, no flinch. Let go of it. Put it out there again. Deep unconcern, no flinch. Let go of it. And again, deep unconcern, no flinch. Steady control. Again, four times, deep unconcern, no flinch, steady control. Now let go of that and put out in front of you all knowingness, great certainty, four times. Let go of it and duplicate it. And continue to duplicate that. I let go of that and put, reassure them that they do know, out in front of you, four times. Let go of it, duplicate it, continue to duplicate it. Now let go of that and put out in front of you this as a sort of a curve. All knowing down to no knowing. And throw it away and put it there again. Continue to put it there. And let go. All knowing down to no knowing. Now let go of that, and let's get another curve, run in reverse, from no knowingness up to all knowingness. And duplicate that, letting it go each time. Now put that curve up there twice each time and duplicate that. No knowingness to all knowingness. Mm-hmm. Continue to duplicate it. I'll let that go and put no prediction to predicting everything out there in front of you twice. Two no predictions and then run it all up to all predicting. Predicting everything. Continue to duplicate and let go of that one. All right, let go of what you've got there. And grab hold of the two back anchor points of the room. All right, I have the front wall say to you, something wrong with you. Now the front wall tell you there's something wrong with you. And the back wall tell you there's something wrong with you. They could be very specific now. The back wall tell you there's something wrong. And the right wall tell you there's something wrong with you. The left wall tell you there's something wrong with you. And the ceiling. The floor. The space in front of the building tell you there's something wrong with it. Space to the rear of the building. Space to the right of the building. The space to the left of the building. The space above the building. The space below the building. All right. Repeat any automaticities in your effort to control them, one right after the other, each one about five times that have occurred while you were doing this. Okay. Be the space of the room. The space around the building. The space of your body. The space around the building. The space of your body. The space around the building. The space of your body. The space around the building. The space of your body. The space around the building. The space of the room. Now be the tension in you. And make the body tense. Be the body and be made tense. Now be the tension and make the body tense. be the body and be made tense. Be the tension and make the body tense. Be the counter emotion and make the body upset. Be the body and be made upset. Be the counter emotion and make the body upset. Be the body and be made upset. Be the counter emotion and upset the body. Be the body and be made upset. Be you a thetan and observe counter emotion making the body upset. Be you a thetan and observe the body being made upset by counter emotion. Now you be upset. Now you upset the counter emotion. Now you upset the body. Now be the space of the body. Be the space of the room. Be the space just back of the body. Be the space just in front of the body. Be the space just back of the body. Be the space of the body. Be the space just back of the body. Be the space of the body. Be yourself and mock up or repeat any automaticity, emotion, or strange mock-up or thought that has occurred to you during this part of the session. Repeat it and then duplicate it. And continue to duplicate it one after the other. Duplicate it. Duplicate it again. Continue to duplicate it. Duplicate any upsetting that this process has done to you. And again, and again, and again. Now duplicate any not result that has occurred. And continue to duplicate that not result. And grab the two back anchor points of the room. And sit there and don't think. Hold on the two back anchor points of the room and sit there and don't think. Two back anchor points of the room, sit there and don't think. If you're not arriving at them adequately, grab them from outside in. Sit there, don't think. Now duplicate your not thinkingness. Duplicate it again. Duplicate it again. And put unwanted voices in the front wall. unwanted voices in the back wall. Unwanted voices in the ceiling. In the floor. Unwanted voices in the space in front of the building. Unwanted voices in the space to the right of the building. To the left of the building. Behind the building. Above the building. Below the building. Now let go everything you've been holding on to. Now grab onto everything that's real tense and make yourself very tense. Now let go of it. Now be this tenseness and hold on to the body and you. Hold on hard. Now be the body and be held on to by it. Now be the tenseness and let go of the body. Be the body and let go of the tenseness. Now put unwanted thinking in the back wall. Unwanted thinking in the front wall. In the right wall. In the left wall. In the ceiling. In the floor. In the space above earth. In the space below earth. In the space around the moon. In the space of your body. Put unwanted emotion in the front wall. In the back wall. In the right wall. In the left wall. In the ceiling. In the floor. In the space in front of the building. In the space back of the building. The space above the building. To the right of the building. To the left of the building. Under the building. Put must perfect myself in the front wall. In the back wall. In the right wall. In the left wall. In the ceiling. in the floor, but must prepare myself in the space in front of the building. In the space back of the building. The space to the right of the building. The space to the left of the building. The space above the building. The space below the building. All right, but you must be prepared in the front wall. In the right wall. In the left wall. In the back wall. In the ceiling. In the floor. But there is something wrong with you in the front wall. In the back wall. In the ceiling. In the floor. In the space to the right of the building. In the space to the left of the building. Be 1,000 miles back of your chair. Be 1 foot back of your chair. Be 1,000 miles back of your chair. Be 1 foot back of your chair. Fix a duplicate of you in your head. Be 1,000 miles back of you. Be 1 foot back of you. Put the duplicate of you 1 foot back of you. Throw away, let go of any odds and ends. And dismiss a thought. Get a thought and then dismiss it. Have somebody else get a thought, and you dismiss that thought. You get another thought and dismiss it. Think of something in the mess universe you could do without and reject it. Grab a hold of the two back anchor points of the room. Find a fact of which you are absolutely certain. Now let's recall something that's really real to you. Time when you were in good communication with someone. A time when you really felt some affinity for something. Time when something was really real to somebody else. When somebody was in good communication with you. or when somebody felt some affinity for you. Now mark up yourself as obliterated, you as a Thetan, obliterated because of this processing. And let go of that, and mark yourself up again, obliterated because of this processing. And let go of that. And mark up yourself as having lost everything because of this processing. And let go of that. And mark yourself up as being completely spoiled to the end of time because of processing. Let go of that. Mark up your pre-clears completely ruined because you processed him. And then you completely ruined because you processed him. And then mock yourself up as entirely and completely restricted. And entirely and completely free. And completely restricted. Let go of that, mark yourself up as entirely free. Now mark up any automaticity that's occurred during processing which you haven't already handled. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And throw those away and mark yourself up as entirely degraded and lost. Now mark up yourself as having been ruined because of the disturbances of the messed universe. Mark it up as impossible to communicate. And get that certainty of an impossibility to communicate. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. Real certainty now of impossible communication. Impossibility to communicate. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Now mark up somebody else completely certain of impossibility to communicate. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. And have somebody else being completely certain that it's impossible to communicate to somebody else. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Let go of all that and get somebody else being completely certain it's impossible to communicate to you. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. and duplicate it. Get the certainty on that now. Utter rock bottom. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. Let go of all that and get you being completely certain that it's impossible to communicate with the mess universe. Get complete certainty on this now. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. Let go of all that. And get the best universe being completely certain that it can communicate with you anytime it wants. And duplicate it. 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 And let go of all that and mark yourself up as damned if it will. And duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. And let go of all that. Mark yourself up as having discovered at last that it is completely impossible to be happy. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Now mark up any automaticity which has occurred during this processing. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. Continue to duplicate it. Any other automaticity that's occurred during this processing. And duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Let all that go and look through it and throw it away, otherwise dispose of any of it. And let go of everything and hold on to the two back anchor points of the rope. Don't think. Hold on to the two back anchor points of the room and don't think. Okay, let go. Find the feet under your floor. Anybody ruined? You? Did you duplicate that automaticity? Feeling that way? Did you handle that as an automaticity?
I did the best I could.
You did, huh? Okay. Anything strange, odd, spectacular occurred to anybody?
I started to see my leg once until I flinched.
Look at it again and flinch. Do it again. 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 Okay. All right. We got another exteriorization here, first time. Didn't get a new exteriorization? Okay. The processes you use can now include not knowing this. Only beware of using too much match terminals. And I was giving you which you might hand out as just a standard session to a pre-clear if you wanted to, simply combining the various things we know. And what I was doing this for, completely aside from bringing you up for lying, was also to give you some insight into what would happen if you simply turned loose with a pre-clear on just about exactly what I did. With this slight exception, you would be monitoring him directly and watching for the automaticities and making them occur when they happened, or ignoring them as the case may be. All right, the subject of not knowingness is easily the most important subject in processing, but you can plunge your pre-clear into the depths with it occasionally, because remember that not knowingness and forgettingness are the same thing. The first mechanism of not knowingness is forgettingness. You want to improve somebody's memory, run not knowingness rather than run rememberingness. Rememberingness is not necessarily knowingness, but not knowingness is certainly forgettingness. You got that? Remembering is an artificial system, ordinarily, to supplant knowingness. Remembering and forgetting have been ignored to a large extent in auditing, simply because they're not a dichotomy. They appear to be, you see, but they're not. Remembering is actually pulling things into you, and forgetting them is pushing them away. But that isn't apt either. It only carries out a certain time and then breaks down. And remembering is not the opposite of forgetting. Remembering is the substitution of an artificial system for knowingness. Got that? And remember that control... We haven't gone into this too much yet, but control is simply the process of start, stop, and change, and anything which happens accidentally is something which is not under control, and anything that occurs can be started, stopped, and changed, or duplicated by the pre-clear, and it will come under control. Let's say the pre-clear started to cry. Actually, he can start it, stop it, and duplicate it, and he will bring crying this under control. And what do you know, when he's done this thoroughly, he'll be able to cry out the bank at will, or simply blow up the crying machine. Interesting, isn't it? Tears come from that little thing in what to audit, evidently. The Grim Weeper. It's a method of material rejection of a misemotion. Tears are. Maybe you can materially, obviously, reject something, you see. You'll find out that pre-clears also head for the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You'll find out that they also try to cough out their aberrations. They're trying to reject in various forms. Now, let me repeat, just as we went into yesterday morning, that rejection is the keynote of what we call psychotherapy. So where your processes come along and you can suddenly have the pre-clear reject something, have it do so. I, by the way, ran a session on one of the famous tough cases last night for a couple of hours and exteriorized him with complete perception from utter blackness. I didn't use on him very much different than what I used on you this morning, actually. Get a mock-up right now. Let go of it. Get a better mock-up? You mock up better, worse? How? Slightly worse. Well, mock-up's a little worse. Good. Huh?
I can get rid of
mine. Can get rid of yours. We've had a change. Put it there five times more to stay. Let go of it. Now let go. Good. Okay. Well, did you get a perception change this morning?
Yeah.
That's all you're batting for. There's another funny technique that has to do with making the pre-clear feed out energy lines from himself to all kinds of machinery all around the place. It's a terribly interesting process. All you do is concentrate on his feeding energy lines out to things from himself so that he won't know it. each time. I'm going to feed this energy outline out to this machine so I won't know it. And then you hook one in. Then you do that 5 more times for that particular operation, and then you just skip it. Then you get 5 more energy lines lit out to the machine so I won't know it. You just make him do this. The machine, well, he hasn't got any machine, he tells you. Okay, put one out there and lead it to him. All of a sudden, the damnedest things will fly into his face or something. Because, of course, he's energizing all this machinery on surreptitious communication systems. All you're working with is a not knowingness about the communication system I go through to have things happen automatically and produce randomity. Basic mechanisms of communication are just that, CE. The fellow, in order to make himself an effect, has to go to an awful lot of trouble. Then he forgets he's gone to this trouble. Then after a while, he's terribly amazed at the things that happen to him in life. Now, let's get in there and pitch on some of these PCs. You'll find them flying off on certain of these processes. Believe me, an individual who steps sideways and jumps like he's shot from one of these processes probably ought to be shot. But what you've got here is you've got a dodge at work one way or the other. These processes don't... Do you realize they can be kind of tough? Well, you'd be amazed. Of course, your basic process is that your pre-clear is resisting all direction. Now, if he resists all the directions that there are to resist, of course, he has turned his whole bank into a randomity. Every minute of the clock, as it ticks by, every minute, once having ticked by, becomes his randomity. In other words, becomes an enemy. The past itself starts to swamp him. He starts to resist it. All of his automatic machinery starts going into operation. Why? Because he's resisting a direction. He set the machinery up to direct him. And now he's resisting direction because the machinery has played him false. Well, he's played himself false. The way you get over this hump is exterior direction. You know that you can take some PCs and be so arbitrarily foolish in their eyes about the exterior direction. You don't just be completely silly about the things you're directing the PC to do. Direct you to do them monotonously. Very silly. Claim there's great therapeutic value in his reading the letters on a pencil backwards. You'd think at first that it'd reduce him into a sort of an hypnotic state. Well, it doesn't. Funny part of it is, it doesn't do that. It picks him out of an hypnotic state. Because he finds he can accept this direction. And your mission is to show him that he can accept this direction without us killing him. And his mission, where direction is concerned, is to demonstrate to you, an auditor, as clearly as possible, that the direction is killing him. See that? That's your kickback from pre-clears and so on. Well, they got to show you that the direction's killing him, and you've got to show them it isn't killing him. So that's the argument. You're not trying to produce any major agreement or any sudden big shift, particularly with direction. It's one of those things that adds up kind of slowly. You had a fellow walk down a path directing where he should set his feet. You know, just deciding each time he should set a foot there. And then deciding each time before he let a piece of ground go. See, the one thing he's never done is decide to let something go. He just gets into an apathetic state of letting it be taken away. He gets automatic machinery that will tell him when to let go, like the heat in the stove. See, the heat in the stove tells him when to let go, and the best universe tells him when to let go. Other things tell him when not to touch them, and so forth. And all this is set up automatically. So let go and not touch get a very automatic. That becomes his randomity. After a while, he can't touch anything. You ask him to remember something. He can't remember it. Why? Because he can't touch the objects involved. And then you get a fellow completely blanked out. The end product of this is no distance between me and every enemy I have. See that? All right, so you've got to make it so an individual can accept direction. And then gradually direct himself in the most minute and peculiar and upsetting sort of ways. I had a PC walking one time, just directing his feet. and got him down to where he was directing the position of each toe, painstakingly, aloud, as he walked. And it was taking him anywheres up to 2 or 3 minutes to take a step, because we had to direct the position of every bone in the foot. I saw this fellow a couple of days after we'd gone through this process, and he wouldn't have admitted it, but it killed him. The fact of the matter is, he was walking briskly. He had hitherto been walking like an old man. An old man is a complete automaticity of shuffle. He thinks it's walking. And this fellow, who had been walking that way, was walking briskly and alertly and so on. You would be surprised that age mirrors itself in a person's motions. You see that? Everybody has got such a set idea about sitting still and the big goal of sitting still. If I sit still enough, they won't bother me or something like that, but they forget that what communicates is motion. And where there is no motion, there's no communication. And so age is communicated by action. If you want to appear young, move young. Well, how do you do that? Well, you take over the automaticity of all of your motions. Don't move automatically anymore. Move self-consciously, if you please. The one thing you're not supposed to do is to move self-consciously, you know? Well, that's the one way out. And of course it's booby-trapped. Okay. Anything else I can do for you? All right, let's crack some cases today. Let's stop fooling around with this. Now, in the method of instructions which you are getting, you understand something. It should have dawned on you before this. But you can't instruct anybody unless you're willing to direct people. And you can't be willing to direct people unless you're willing to be directed. The curse of direction must be deleted before you make a good instructor. And so let's just beat this out completely. Be perfectly willing to direct people. And get so you're perfectly willing to be directed. And your ability to predict this best universe will come way out. Let me call your attention now to where you are not, where you were not, and where you will not be. That is a method of prediction of great value to you. It is, at first glance, a long process only because it has a long goal. The goal is to know where you will be tomorrow at 2:02. You will know, too. But your preacher just comes on this gradually. Why, you're making him take over the automatic machinery which tells him where to go. A preacher is bad off as he has automatic machinery which tells him where to go or what to move. Boy, that's real good. You could go out here and take an index of a number of guys. Like, let's take the next 10 automobiles that go by on the street out here. And let's find out how much machinery each one of those boys got on an e-meter. And you'll find the bottom two have had a number of serious accidents. The bottom two, who have the most machinery, that is to say, were told where to go by their machinery, have had the most accidents. The devil may care, go to hell sort of an attitude that many a guy has is usually coupled with, incomprehensibly to the rest of the world, a tremendous lack of accident. It's incomprehensible. Well, he can direct particles, so he can afford to be devil may care. All right. What are you working on these PCs normally, right now? You departing way off of SOPHC, or you staying with it pretty close? All right. Let's extend it to all steps now. Let's not fool around with the other. And let's get somebody exteriorized, huh? How do you exteriorize somebody that isn't exteriorized? Well, some fellows are worse off this way and another way. Just to add up the blackness this way. The blackness is a flinch, a permanent flinch. And it's a permanent flinch on the part of other things. You see, loss is actually, supposing somebody loses a fountain pen. Let's put this crudely. Let's say the fountain pen flinched from him. You see? So it's a two-way flinch. Now, when he loses something, the blackness comes on. Did you realize that? Well, it's a re-dramatization of this flinch, which is an unwillingness to receive particles. So let's run don't know and flinch on these black cases and then try to exteriorize them and then run it on them some more and then try to exteriorize them, run it on them some more and try to exteriorize them. Remembering to get the unlimited technique, such as hold the two back corners of the room and remember something real and other things like that in the interim, because you can get them pretty fogged up on don't know. The first thing you know, of course, they don't know. After you've run don't know and flinch on a black case for a while, boy, he has the feeling like he really doesn't know a damn thing. That's because you're sort of pulling him through the abyss. You're hoisting him up by his heels 1 inch at a time. And he goes into the abyss deeper before he comes out of it. Well, okay, let's take a brief break, knock off the seminar for the first unit, and then get on to your audit, please.